Welcome everyone, this is Jakarta, present and future. My name is Reza Rahman. In my day job, I'm principal program manager for Java on Azure at Microsoft. Today's talk though doesn't really have much to do with my day job. Today I'm here on behalf of the Jakarta ambassadors, as you can see from the slide template. In fact, I'll talk a bit about what the Jakarta ambassadors are. Beyond this talk simply being more or less, if you will, a state of the union for Jakarta, one aspect of this talk is actually to invite you to be involved in Jakarta and begin to contribute to Jakarta, maybe through the Jakarta ambassadors. Either way, on the screen, I do have my contact information. I'm relatively easy to get a hold of. If you have any questions on any of the content that I present today, please do feel free to reach out back out to me, and I'll try to help you, obviously, in any which way that I can. So let's go ahead and get started with the talk. And the best place to get started is a basic introduction of Jakarta, just in case you haven't heard of it before. Jakarta is basically the technology that used to be called Java EE. It is now transitioned from the JCP to the Eclipse Foundation under the name Jakarta EE. There's nothing in particular wrong with the JCP. In fact, I've been involved with Java EE for a very long time in the JCP, and my experience in the JCP has been, I think, by and large, positive. But the reality, though, is that the JCP really is not ultimately a vendor-neutral organization. In fact, it is not an organization per se in any real sense. It's just a department in Sun, and now it's a department in Oracle. So it is definitely far short of what the vendor neutrality benchmarks today it really is. Whereas the Eclipse Foundation and Jakarta is, in fact, what you would imagine to be open source and vendor neutral today. It's a non-profit organization. It does not do anything. It's not affiliated with any particular company per se. So all of the IP, all of the code is completely in open source and not in control by any particular corporate entity. In fact, everyone really has a level playing field, certainly in terms of Jakarta. So under Jakarta, you have open governance, you have open source, you even have open compatibility testing. Under the JCP, when you wanted to certify something as Jakarta compatible, ultimately you needed to pay Sun or Oracle some amount of money to get the compatibility test or TCK. So you no longer need to do any of that anymore. Even the compatibility testing is much more self-service than it once used to be. However, though, in the transition process, we did preserve what is actually important in terms of Java EE as an open standard. So there's still a well-defined specification process. There is still very clear IP flow of where the IP really belongs, in particular, the collective ownership of IP, and the vendor neutrality, right? It is really well-defined to be vendor neutral and a level playing field for all of us. In fact, a level playing field even for individuals. One of the hopes that we all had while moving Java EE to Jakarta EE is actually making things a level playing field even for developers, even for individuals, so that we all can also participate in the definition and advancement of these open standards and open specifications. So that, I would say, has not really happened. And in fact, if there's one thing that I'd like to change going forward, and hopefully even by delivering this talk, that's what I would like to try to accomplish. But the good news is that the key stakeholders that were involved in Jakarta EE, that are involved in Java EE, that are still